The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. May the Lord be praised in the reading of his word. May we be blessed in its hearing, for this is the gospel of the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm being very challenged here. I've got reading glasses I have to remember to wear and bring with me to wear, and then this thing, I have to keep turning it on and off. Anyway, good morning, everyone. You know, there's been so much bad news recently in our church, I thought maybe a lighthearted story might help us be of help. At least I hope it is. In no way to diminish the importance of the issues that our church is facing. Anyway, there was this woman, and she was married, and she dies, and she goes up to heaven, and she meets St. Peter at the gates, and he says, well, welcome to heaven, and she said, oh, thank you very much, and they stood there for a moment. She said, well, what do I need to do to get into heaven? And he said, oh, it's very simple. You just need to spell one word, and she said, okay, what's the word? He said, the word is Jesus. She said, not a problem, J-E-S-U-S. He said, welcome to heaven. So years go by, and Peter walks up to her one day, and he said, listen, I have to go talk to God. Would you mind just coming and taking care of the gates of heaven? She does. She's standing there. Who shows up? Her husband. She says, welcome to heaven. Fancy meeting you here. She said, how was your life after I died? And he said, oh, he said, it was marvelous. He said, you know, we had a pretty tough marriage, and we had some problems we had to work on in our marriage. And he said, and then after you died, he said, about 6 months later, I was in this grief group, and I met this woman, and she was just incredible. And he said, and not only was she incredible, but she was really, really rich. And he said, and so we got married and we traveled the world and blah, blah. And he goes, oh, it's going on and on like this. And he stops and he says, what do I need to do to get into heaven? And she says, oh, very simple. She said, you just need to spell one word. He said, what's the word? She said, Czechoslovakia. Well, to move on to the gospel and the reading for today, which has its emphasis upon, of course, this wonderful miracle that Jesus performs of helping the deaf man to hear and to speak, because he has a speech impediment as well as deafness. I was reminded that, I think I've shared with you before when I've been here, that I spent many years teaching child development, and I really enjoyed teaching it at the university. And one of the areas that I would teach in this child development course was speech development. And there's a fascinating piece of research about all this, and I'll get it back to the gospel in just a moment. And it is this, that we as English speakers, most of us, we do not hear certain sounds. And that may be kind of interesting to you to know. But a young infant can hear all sounds, but you and I, as if we're native English speakers, we cannot. And one language that, there are many languages that will illustrate this, but one language that does is the Thai language. There's a word in Thai, it's spelled M, in English spelling would be M-A-I, Mai. But there are six different ways of pronouncing this. By the way, are there any native Thai speakers here in church? You wouldn't even admit it if you were. No, no. Okay. He's going to embarrass us. No, I promise you I would. This, supposedly, as I said, there's like six different ways of pronouncing this word, and each of those pronunciations has a very, very different meaning to it. And so you change the meaning. So I've asked some Thai friends to say this word, pronounce this word in the different ways for me. I never get it, and I will repeat back to them, and they're always telling me I'm saying it wrong. Why is that so? Because we cannot hear that difference in a tonal language. That's what it is. Okay, it's fascinating. As I said, there are many other languages that are tonal languages. And this happens, by the way, this happens at about, I think it's about 18 months of age, somewhere in there, for when a child no longer can make those distinctions. It happens very early in our lives that this either we persist and we can hear those, that tonal difference, or we cannot. It just drops out of our system of language and we can't hear it. Okay, so what does this have to do with the gospel? Well, you know, brothers and sisters, we are asked, we are given a miracle here that Jesus performed, in which he helped someone to hear. And so the question as it relates to each one of us is, do we hear? Do we listen to others? And I think it's particularly important at this time where we're so aware of that, where there's so much arguing and dissension in our nation, that we just stop listening to each other. We look at a particular television network and we say, I don't want to watch them. They have that particular bent to them, and I don't want to hear that. I just don't want to hear that stuff. I want to turn it over to a station that has my perspective, right? Has my politics or whatever it might be. And we can so easily fall into that trap in terms of our religiosity as well, in terms of our spiritual practice. We have to ask ourselves, am I truly being open and listening to the Word of God? As I've also shared with you, I'm a Carmelite. And Carmelites, we have a particular spirituality and a particular approach to prayer. And we train our young seminarians. Actually, our seminarians aren't so young anymore, but we train our seminarians to, in our particular form of prayer, which is a form of listening for the Word of God. And it goes back to Elijah the prophet in that beautiful reading from 2 Kings, in which Elijah is sitting there listening for God. And he hears God in that gentle breeze that blows by. And so all Carmelites are trained to do this. We are trained to listen, not just to recite prayer, but to be silent and to listen for God to speak to us. Well, think about this in terms of each other, each one of us, that are we listening to each other? Are we listening to the other person and truly hearing what they have to say and who they are? Or are we doing what the second reading says we do, which is that we are judging others based upon their appearance? I'm going to end with this final anecdote. I don't know if this is true or not, but supposedly it is. This person who wrote up the story was going to church one Sunday morning, and as they came up the steps of the front of the church, there was this guy sitting there who was very disheveled and kind of dirty and one thing or another, and he was begging for money. And this person said they just walked right past him and went into church. And they were in church and kneeling there, and what happens but as Mass is about ready to begin, this guy comes walking into church. And the person who wrote up the story said the first thought that they had was, oh dear God, don't let him sit next to me. And he didn't. And then they started Mass, and it got to the gospel. And this guy gets up out of his pew, the beggar, and goes walking up, and he walks into the pulpit, and everybody's kind of startled, but the priest doesn't do anything. The priest just stays seated in his chair. And the guy gets and reads the gospel. The poor man reads the gospel. He finishes the gospel, he goes and he sits back down. And the priest stands up, or he's the pastor of the parish, he stands up and says, even the poor have something to say to us.